Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rip T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 55 talking about listening to others. Rav Yehuda was sitting before Shmuel when a woman came and cried before him, but he ignored her. Rav Yehuda said to him, "Doesn't the master agree that he who stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he shall also cry, but he shall not be heard?" Sharp one, he replied, "Your head is in cold water, but your superior's head is in hot water. For surely Marukva, the head of the rabbinical court, is sitting in judgment, and it is his responsibility, for it is written, 'O house of David, so said Hashem, execute judgment in the morning and deliver the rob from the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doing,'" etc. This brings to mind the idea that we have to listen to the plight and to the details and to the oppressions of those around us. We have to fine-tune and listen in to those who need our help, those who require help, especially our spouses and our children. If something's wrong, if you see they're upset, you see something's wrong, even if they say, "I'm fine," usually does not mean that they're fine. Coming from all of our personal experiences and all those jokes and all those TV and movies, lahavdil, they're not fine. So you could just think about it and listen and try to work it out. What's really bothering a person? What's really upsetting a person? If a person is upset, a person is crying before you, have empathy as much as possible. Try to have your compassion and try to work it out with them. Even if it's not your prerogative, even if there's a higher authority, even if there's someone better that can help, if you're the one that's around, if there's no ish around, as Pirkei Avos explains, you have to stand up and be the one that can help. If someone has needs, if someone has things that have to be taken care of and they have nowhere else to turn to, you have to do it. All these stories in Tanakh, you know, people who had all their plights and they didn't have money, they would run to the Navi. I'm not sure it was in the Navi's description, like Elisha and Eliyahu, when these different cases of the child, they wanted a child and it was taken away and they had to revive it. That was Elisha. And when there was the jug of oil and they had nothing in the house and she was broke, I think that was also Elisha. He went and he listened to her plight and he helped her and he tried to take care of it. When he let Gehazi, his attendant, try to revive the child, it didn't work because Gehazi, according to the sages, got blindsided by greed and didn't have the compassion, didn't have the listening ear and the listening soul to just run to the person and do it right away. Elisha himself had to go take care of the situation. But we should be like the sages of Israel. We should be like the leaders of Israel, trying to listen to people's plights, listen to people's needs, try to understand with compassion and try to help them however we can. And chesed and understanding, compassion always starts at home. So always start helping those immediately around you, especially during these crazy times, especially the spouse and the children. And if you could reach out to other people, so be it as well, to try to help out those around you as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 56 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.